And now, the waif woman.
This is a tale of Iceland, the Isle of Stories, and of a thing that befell in the year of the coming there of Christianity. In the spring of that year, a ship sailed from the South Isles to traffic, and fell becalmed inside Snowfellness. The winds had speeded her. She was the first comer of the year, and the fishers drew alongside to hear the news of the south, and eager folk put out in boats to see the merchandise and make prices. From the doors of the hall on Frodis Water, the housefolk saw the ship becalmed and the boats about her coming and going, and the merchants from the ship could see the smoke go up, and the men and women trooping to their meals in the hall. The goodman of that house was called Finward Keelfarer, and his wife, Aud the Light-Minded. And they had a son, Eyolf, a likely boy, and a daughter, Asdis, a slip of a maid. Finward was well-to-do in his affairs. He kept open house and had good friends. But Aud, his wife, was not so much considered. Her mind was set on trifles, on bright clothing, and the admiration of men and the envy of women. And it was thought she was not always so circumspect in her bearing as she might have been, but nothing to hurt. On the evening of the second day, men came to the house from sea. They told of the merchandise in the ship, which was well enough, and to be had at easy rates, and of a waif woman that sailed in her, no one could tell why, and had chests of clothes beyond comparison, fine coloured stuffs finely woven, the best that ever came into that island, and gewgaws for a queen. At the hearing of that, Aud's eyes began to glisten. She went early to bed, and the day was not yet red before she was on the beach, had a boat launched, and was pulling up to the ship. By the way, she looked closely at all boats, but there was no woman in any. And at that she was better pleased, for she had no fear of the men. When they came to the ship, boats were there already, and the merchants and the shore folk sat and jested and chaffered in the stern. But in the fore part of the ship, the woman sat alone, and looked before her sourly at the sea. They called her...